Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High in studio with you. It is 740. Also in studio with me from the Coffeyville Public Library, we have Rachel Rose. Good morning, Rachel. How are you doing today?
Very good.
All right, Rachel, lots of things going on at the library. Holiday season, so everybody's definitely excited.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about a few things going on. Tomorrow it will be your movie matinee.
Yeah, at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, we've got our Windsor group that's coming, and so we want to invite people to come see the movie. It's called Mrs. Miracle, or Miss Miracle Christmas. It's based on a book by Debbie McComber, and she's very that author is very popular amongst our Windsor group, and so it's a Hallmark movie, so it'll be a happy Christmas movie to watch.
And always good to watch those during this time of year.
Yeah.
Also on the 23rd, you have your Christmas at the library.
Yes.
Of course, this is just a few days before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. So all day on the 23rd, basically 9 to 5. If anyone under 18 comes in, they'll receive a small gift from us. It'll be either a small prize. We've got books that we're giving away. We've got all sorts of stuff that we want to give out to the kids that come in. So it'll be fun.
And I have my kids during that, so even though I'll be here, I may drop them off at the library for a little bit, let them have a good time. I mean, you guys are just right over there. They're not that far away, like a block away.
Two blocks away from here.
So it's not that far. So if there's an issue, obviously, I can get right over there pretty quickly. But that sounds like a lot of fun. I brought my kid to the Harry Potter thing a couple of weeks back. He had a blast there.
We ended up watching the movie.
Mm-hmm. And we had punch and stuff like whatever was drinking, and we had more than a few cookies.
Well, that's okay. We ended up with a lot of leftovers. So
yeah, I think we had like three apiece, and I was looking at him because he's my smaller one. I'm like, where do you put this away at? He's just like, I don't know. So of course, that's an 11-year-old. They don't know.
Well, he's probably going through a growth spurt.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah, he's like, it's just so funny. I said, where are you putting it? And he just looks up and he says, I don't know. And then he goes back and starts watching the movie again. So you guys do have adjusted hours, though, coming up for Christmas and New Year's Eve.
Yes, we do. We will be closed on December 24th and 25th for the Christmas holiday. And then we will be closing early at 1 p.m. on the 31st. And then we'll be closed all day on the 1st. So nice time for our staff to be able to spend time with their families. But also, so that means everybody has to stock up on books and movies, audiobooks, everything.
Absolutely.
Stock up, get down there for a couple of days.
Get down there and get books. Also, you guys, you're saying you stock up on movies and books. You guys also take donations of movies and books as well, do you not?
Yes, we do.
And I'm actually going to be heading down there probably later today after I get off work today. I went through all my DVDs and I match up everything that I already have digital wise. So it's like, there's no need for me to have the DVD anymore. I'm not going to use them. Got it stacked up. I got about 15 of them, I think, and I'm just going to drop those off at the library.
That'd be great.
And where do we drop those off at? Just at the front desk?
Yeah, the front desk, and we'll take them, and if we'll go through them and see if we already have them. If we already do, we'll put them in our book sale. So either way, you're really helping out the library if you do that.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no need for me to have them anymore. Now, books-wise, that's different, but because I actually like all the books I still have.
I have a stockpile of books that I've read once, and I'm like, I'll read them sooner or later. But I haven't, and I'm like, I still want to keep them though.
Yeah, exactly. There's several I've gone through like twice,
it's,
and I'm just like,
value.
I'm like,
that's what they have.
Yeah, I want to read it again, or they're signed by somebody. Brandon was telling me yesterday he has a book from The Rock. The Rock says, and it's signed by Dwayne Johnson.
That's cool.
He actually got to meet Dwayne Johnson. I think Brandon, you say it was in Kansas City, correct? Yeah, he's in there nodding his head. So that's cool. So,
that's cool.
But yeah, movies wise, I already have those, you know, on digital. So I'll be dropping those off later today and say, here you go, guys. If you can't, I can't use them. Maybe you guys can use them. So again, helping the library in another way as well. I've noticed that there's a lot of things that you've been posting. There's like painting things that you guys will be doing.
We are getting ready for the new year. We're implementing some newer programs. So for kids on Tuesday afternoons from 4 to 5, we're going to have Like the first Tuesday will, I think, be a movie. The second Tuesday of the month will be a craft. The third Tuesday, we've partnered with a organization called Leap Into Science, and it's to introduce science to kids. This year, the theme is wind, so all sorts of wind-powered stuff. And our children's librarian, Bethany, she's looking forward to doing that program. And I think the fourth Tuesday of the month, I think, will be, she said, a game day. So she's going to teach the kids how to play different board games and card games. So it'll be really fun.
Oh, yeah. Those are always fun. I love me some board games. Love to break out Monopoly or something like that. Maybe not as that complex for that. My kids don't like Monopoly because it's still a little too complex for them.
Yeah.
But they love games like Trouble and stuff like that. And Operation cracks me up every time. I play Operation with them, and it is so hilarious because they're sitting there trying to slowly get the piece, and then it hits the side, and they like just jump flying backwards because it scares them to death.
Yeah.
And I remember that when I was a kid as well, doing that.
Yeah. And then for teenagers, I'm doing stuff on Tuesdays as well. So I do all the programming for teens and adults. And so twice a month, I've been having painting classes. On the third Tuesday of the month, I will be doing science or STEM for teens.
Okay.
My first one that I'm planning for January will be the egg drop challenge. I'm going to challenge the teens to build a structure to protect a raw egg from dropping from, 20 feet in the air.
Oh, man.
So it'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and if that thing cracks, oh, boy, get out of there
but
quickly.
It teaches them, like, engineering skills and problem solving, making, they have to hypothesize, will this work? Will this protect the egg from, cracking and making a mess all over the library? It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, let's just hope the egg doesn't crack in the library, because then it'll just probably scare everybody out.
Oh, don't worry. I'll put protective, sheeting around. That way I don't...
And then wrap it up real quick and get it out of there.
Yeah.
That the smell doesn't frighten everybody out. But hey, that sounds like a lot of great things that you guys are doing. How can people get a hold of you guys?
Well, they can call the library at 251-137-70. They can also find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/CP Library. And then we've got our website as well, coffeevillepl.org. All three of those will have the information that, upcoming events and programs, fundraisers. So all sorts of cool stuff there.
And I know you said you have adjusted hours, but what are your normal hours of operation?
Our normal hours are Monday to Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then Friday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And you're closed on Sundays, correct?
Yeah, closed on Sundays, yes.
So anyway, the library, great place to go. And what the best part about the library, it's free.
Yes.
I mean, it's free. Sometimes I'm broke, and the library is a great place to go. So
yeah, and we have something for everybody. We're not just books. We have far, far more than books. A lot of people, I'm surprised that some people really just, they don't know that yet. And we've been really just trying to get the word out. We have a ton of stuff. We have a ton of stuff to offer.
Yeah.
And we really encourage people to utilize. It's their library. This is Coffeeville's library.
And I've been in there several times. Like I said, not only books, but you guys also have movies, video games. You also have the computer terminals.
Yes.
If somebody doesn't have internet at home, you got the internet there that can be utilized.
And we have an Xbox for teenagers to use. Teenagers love video games.
Absolutely.
And some of them don't have their own consoles. So we have one that they can play at the library.
And so that's really good. The Xbox, man, I want to play that now. And of course, that's in the kids' library, right?
We have one in both.
Oh, in both libraries?
We have a 360 in the kids' library, and then we have an Xbox One on the teen side.
Got the Xbox One over there. So,
well, and sooner or later, we're going to plug in a PlayStation 4. We're hoping to get a new TV for that. So we have like two TVs, so
There you go.
They can play both consoles at the same time.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. That's going to be a lot of fun. And again, like you said, it's more than books. There's a lot of things at the library, magazines as well. And areas that you can just, if you pick up a book, you can just sit down, read for a little bit, and just relax, because it's nice and quiet most of the time. So that is always a good thing, just to kind of just, you know,
let
your mind
encourage people to just hang out at the library, even if you don't read a book. Just hang out. It's
just
okay.
Hang out. Just chill, you know.
Just chill.
All right. Well, Rachel, I thank you very much for coming in today, talking about what all the great things going on at the library that I think some people are not quite sure about. Just get on down there. You'll have a good time. You'll lose yourself in time over there. The one time I went down there, I thought I was there 30 minutes. I looked at my phone. 2 hours.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
easy to lose time there.
Absolutely. And like I said, the best part, all of it's free. All you got to do is get a library card if you're going to check stuff out. I got mine the first week I moved here. So
yes.
I was like on top of that. I love going to the library. Well, again, Rachel, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have some Fox News at the top of the hour. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.